Hi, Jeff Sachs from Web Yeshiva and Mishkan Sipora. We're continuing with our series of pre-recorded mini shiurim to try to make some headway towards the end of Masechet Ta'anit. We are on Daf Kaf Chet Omud Bet 28b with a rather well-known Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the full Mishnah appears in Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. And when you think about Ta'aniot, fast days, well, you know, this might be what we were waiting for. No doubt an uninitiated learner may have opened Masechet Ta'anit to be surprised to discover that we don't get to discuss Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tammuz and the like until now, very, very late in the Masechta, because after all, the main topic of Masechet Ta'aniot has more to do with rain and repentance and not with the historical Ta'aniot that we're more familiar with. But the Mishnah says, Chamisha dvarim eru et avotenu b'shivasar b'tamuz v'chamisha b'tisha b'av. There were five historical calamities that befell our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz, and another five that befell them on Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. What were the things that happened at b'shiva asar b'tamuz? Number one, nishtabru ha'luchot. Moshe broke the first set of Ten Commandments as he comes down from the mountain at the time of the golden calf. Number two, Batel HaTamid. According to our Gemara, this is that the daily sacrifice was suspended or was interrupted because of what was happening around Jerusalem, because of the siege around Jerusalem. There were no animals available for the slaughter. The Gemara will discuss how we know that this happened on Shavuot B'Tammuz, because, of course, that's not an event that's recorded in the Torah. And number three, Hufka'a Ha'ir, the walls of the city were breached. This, according to our Gemara, is the case with the destruction of the second temple in the first century CE. In the destruction of Bayit Rishon, this happened according to a Yirmiyahu chapter 52. This happened on the 9th of Tammuz. But on Shavuot B'Tammuz in the second temple, the walls of the city were breached. Saraf apostomus et haTorah. The wicked apostomus burned the Torah. The Gemara will explain the details of that case as well. Vehemid tselem baheichal. An idolatrous statue was erected in the sanctuary of the Beit HaMikdash by that same apostomus, wicked apostomus in Bayit Sheni. These are the interpretations according to the Bavli. What happened on Tisha B'Av? What were the five tragedies that befell the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av? Nigzar al avotenu shelo yikansu la'aretz. The decree that they would wander 40 years in the desert after the sin, the Chet HaMeraglim, came down on Tisha B'Av. V'charav habayet v'rishona uvashnia. The first temple was destroyed, and then the second temple was destroyed. V'nilkada Beitar, the city of Beitar was destroyed, and its inhabitants were slaughtered. Of course, we in Efrat, Beitar is down the road from us. The Gemara will also similarly explain some of the background of that particular tragedy. And finally, Nechresha Ha'ir, the city was plowed under, which is a kind of way that a conquering force really destroys the city, because it destroys the agriculture. We read in the Yirmiyahu Perek Kavav Tzion Sadeh Techerash, the Zion, Jerusalem, is like a plowed over field. And then the Mishnah concludes, Mishenichnas Av Mima'atin Besimcha, from Rosh Chodesh Av, 9 days before we mark Tisha B'Av, we begin to diminish festivities and joyful events and celebrations, as is well known from the halachot of the observance of the 9 days, the 3 weeks, and of course this mirrors Mishenichnas Adar marbin besimcha. But when the happy month of Adar, in which Purim falls, we ramp up the celebrations starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Anyone who has children that have attended Israeli elementary schools know that this is the one halacha that we are more makbid on than anything else. From Rosh Chodesh Purim, from Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim has already begun. Kids already start getting costumed and decorated, eating candy and whatnot, and the whole country turns into one big carnival. The Gemara asks about these events. Nishtabra luchot menalan. How do we know? How do we calculate that the breaking of the tablets took place on Shavuot B'Tammuz? D'Tanya, the Brisa says, "B'shisha lachodesh nitnu aseret adibrot leYisrael." On the sixth of Sivan, the Ten Commandments were given. Revelation occurred. That, of course, is the tradition that we know very well. We celebrate Shavuot on the sixth of Sivan. But Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shivabo." That the Matan Torah actually happened on the next day, on the 7th. Of course, you know that unlike all of the other Chagim, Shavuos is not set in the date is not set by the Torah. It's set by the process of counting 49 days from Macharat HaShabbat, from the beginning of Pesach, that's Sfirat HaOmer. But because of the vagaries of the lunar calendar, which can either have 29 or 30 days, that puts 49 days after, either at the 6th or the 7th. Man de Omar b'shisha nitnu, according to the opinion that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, b'shisha nitnu uveshiv'a ala Moshe, that the revelation took place on the 6th, and then Moshe ascends the mountain on the 7th. Man de Omar b'shiv'a, and the one who says that the Aseret HaDibrot were given on the 7th of Sivan, b'shiva nitnah, b'shiva ala Moshe, that the two things happen on the same day, that he ascends the mountain after revelation on the same day, on the 7th. Dichtiv, and what's the source for that? It's the pasuk in Parshat Yitro, v'yikra el Moshe b'yom hashvi'i. God calls unto Moses on the 7th day, uchtiv, Viavo Moshe betocha anan vial el hahar, and Moshe goes into the anan, the mystical cloud, and he ascends to the mountain. Vayhi Moshe bahar arba'im yom va'arba'im laila, and he is there for 40 days and 40 nights. Esrim va'arba de Sivan, there are 24 days left to Sivan following. Followed in as here's the math. Take out the envelope right on the back. From the seventh, there are 24 days left to Sivan, including that day. Veshitzar de Tammuz maluluhu arba'in. Add another 16 days of Tammuz. That's the 40 days and 40 nights he's on the mountain. Ubeshivsar Tammuz Nochet. And the following day, he comes down from the mountain, which is the 17th of Tammuz. He sees what's happening. Ata ut barin huleluchot. He sees what's happening with the Cheta Egel, and the Luchot are smashed. Uchtiv vayehi kasher karev el hamachane. When he comes close to the encampment, viyar et ha'egel, and he sees the golden calf, v'yashlech miyadav et haluchot, the tablets are cast from his hands, v'shaber otam tachat ahar, and they're broken beneath the mountain. And this math is how we prove that Shavuos B'Tammuz is the day on which the tablets are broken. Even though the date is, of course, not recorded in the Torah, it can be deduced. How do we know that the daily sacrifice was suspended, was canceled? Batel atamid, Gemara says the Gemara. But here the Gemara means it's a tradition, right? There was just a tradition that this was what, that this is, that this was the date. There's no written evidence, and there's no way to do this kind of inference by calculation like we did for Shvirat HaLuchot. It's just a tradition. Rashi here explains, unlike the explanation we gave in the Mishnah, that it's canceled on that day by decree of the Romans, assuming that, of course, we're talking about the second temple, not the first. The Romans made a decree that the Jews had to stop offering the daily sacrifice. Other commentaries, as I mentioned, say it was kind of de facto. They couldn't carry on the sacrifices because there were no animals to be slaughtered. The Gemara goes on, v'hufka ha'ir, the walls were breached. B'shivasar, did this happen on the 17th? V'achtiv, b'chodesh ha'revi'i, b'tisha l'chodesh, v'yechazek ha'ra'av ba'ir. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu in chapter 52 says that it was the fourth month, on the ninth day of the fourth month, meaning the ninth of Av, that the famine was very strong in the city. Uchtiv batre v'tiboka ha'ir, and the city was breached. So this makes it seem that the date was different. How do we square these two traditions, when one of which seems to have a solid date in the book of Yirmiyahu? How do we then place it? How do we move it from the 9th of Av to the 17th of Tammuz? So, Omar Rava, lo kasha? No, it's not a contradiction. Kan berishona, kan bishnia. Yirmiyahu is describing Churban Bayit Rishon, and our tradition that the walls were breached on Shavuos B'Tammuz, that's what happened in the second temple. Ditanya barishona hufka ir betisha b'Tammuz. There's a brisa that says explicitly that in the first destruction, the walls were breached on the ninth of Tammuz. Uveshnia b'shiva aserbo, on the 17th of Tammuz. I think I may have made a slip a moment ago. I didn't mean the 9th of Av. I meant the 9th of Tammuz. The fourth month is Tammuz. Saraf apostumus et haTorah. This apostumus burned publicly the Torah scroll. The Gemara says this too is known only through a received tradition. Ha'emid selim b'heichal. The Mishnah said that there was a statue of Avodah Zarah put up in the Beit HaMikdash. Minalan, how do we know that happened? Dichtiv, a pasuk in Daniel, umeit husar hatamid vilotet shikutz shomim. That when the tamid was suspended, that's when they erected the shikutz shomim, this disgusting abomination was put in its place, was given. So that's the biblical hint that at the time when the Talmud was suspended, it was replaced by the Romans with an Avodah Zarah. V'chad hava, so the Gemara says, was there one idol that was erected in the Beit HaMikdash? V'achtiv v'al knaf shikutzim mishomem. Elsewhere in Daniel, it talks about the wings of these detestable foul things that are placed there are mishomem. They're horrifying. So shikutzim is plural. So maybe there was more than one statue of Avodah Zarah. Omar Rava, Trei Havu. Rava says, no, there were two. There were two Avodah Zarahs, two statues placed in the Beit HaMikdash. V'nafal chad al chavrei utvarei le lidei. But one of them toppled over and cracked on the other one and broke its arm or its hand broke off. V'ishtakach dahavaktiv. Ding, turn the page to Daf Kaftet Omer Aleph. It says, Ant Tzaveit Lecharuvei Beita. You wicked people, you wanted to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Yodach Ashlimat Lei. And you're paid back by having your hands or arms chopped off. It's not 100% clear how to read this line of the Gemara. Some want to say that this is what the fallen idol says to his friend. He says, "You want to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and here's my hand. You know, the hand falls off as it, like the Venus de Milo. I'll lend you a hand in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash." That's the Gemara's discussion of Shabbos Batamuz. Hopefully next time we'll pick up from the top of Kaftet Omer Aleph with the destruction of Tisha B'Av.